Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I think we can. I think certainly the short week is good for them this week, I would say. Just move on.
Yeah.
I think they probably like to all have short weeks for the remainder of the year and get this thing moving.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, we watch them on Thursdays. We all tune in. They're fairly sloppy games.
Yeah.
It's not doesn't tend to be the highest quality of football that you get throughout the season, but everybody has to play one, and both teams are in the same boat and kind of is what it is. But yeah, I mean, it's no secret that Thursday night games aren't good for anybody other than Amazon Prime.
The best thing about Thursday night is that they got rid of Color Rush uniforms.
Yeah, right.
Best thing about Thursday.
Those were very bad.
Was that about that? And, you know, I played in plenty of Thursday night games. They suck. All right, there's no getting around it. But once you're out there, you just go. You know, it's just one of those things. Is the prep is just so it's so condensed, man. It really, really is, Buck. And then before you know, you're like, damn, either you're flying or either you're getting ready for it and everything like that. So it's all about how the coach takes care of his team. That's one. And because there's this late, there were no pads this week or anything like that.
Right.
And so you just got to go out there. My favorite phrase from Nick Saban, what did he say? He said, y'all just find, the game got moved up. Y'all find some way to get yourself physically ready to go. All right, Nick, no problem.
Yeah, do what you got
to
do.
Do what you got to do to get ready. All right, because the thing about it is, we're going to play.
Yeah, like there's no getting around it.
Yeah.
You're not going to feel great.
Nah.
You played Sunday,
yep.
But you're going to play.
Yep. So. That's the thing about it is they're not going to change it.
No, they're not canceling
the game.
You know
what? We feel bad for them. So, yeah, if you're the Falcons, you go down there and you put your best foot forward and you try to find a way to get a win, because right now it's just about winning games, man. You know, there is no light at the end of the tunnel. There is not. Your season, as far as playing for the second season, but the thing I always say this, and I learned this a long time ago, these games are precious, man. Because before you know it, dog, you're in year eight. You know, so whenever you get an opportunity to go out there and play in an NFL game, you take advantage of that, man. Because again, it goes so fast, and there's only 17 of these things, man. They're promised. You're promised 17. Now you earn the rest of them. But you're promised 17, and so, yeah, if that's the mindset you want to go out there with, which it should be, then you go out there and you do your best tomorrow night.
Yeah, plus, you know, fun to win.
Yeah.
Be fun to beat Tampa on Thursday night. You got a little mini bye. I don't know what you do with your extra couple days, but be better to do whatever you're doing after beating them.
Yeah.
You know, feel a little bit better about yourself. They've lost 7 out of their last 8 games.
Yeah.
Nobody's having fun.
None.
He's having a good time over there.
You say when that damn alarm clock goes off, damn.
Oh, great. Here we go.
Damn.
Let me hit the snooze real quick.
Yeah, I know I used to work out at 7. I'm going at 7:15. Yeah, I'm going to 7:30.
We're losing anyway.
Yeah, man.
I don't know. I just drive faster. The lies you tell yourself,
yeah, man,
when you need that extra little bit of sleep. Also, there's no better sleep. I wish I could sleep the whole night the way that I sleep in those 7 minutes when I hit the snooze button. Because those minutes between 6 and 6.07, when I hit it and go back to sleep that one time, that's the deepest sleep I get.
It's amazing to me that happens like that.
I don't know how it does.
I mean.
I let my mind relax for 1 second.
It's crazy
second,
because it takes you that long to fall asleep. And then all of a sudden, like you said, waking up and, oh, God. That's the only thing about me, like sleeping. Like, the only time I really sleep is when we're on vacation. I'll sleep, and then she'll usually wake up before me. But at home, I'm like, I'm just going to get up. You know what? Is this extra 30 minutes or so going to help me that much?
Probably not.
Get your ass up.
And then the sooner you get up, the sooner you're awake.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes, exactly.
No matter what time you wake up, you're a little bit drowsy when you wake up. Might as well get to it.
Yeah.
Plus, the sooner you get up, the sooner you get to have coffee.
Yeah. Most important.
Coffee's always delicious.
Most important.
All right. So the whining continues from the athletic director of Notre Dame, Pete Bevacqua. Here he is talking about, I don't know what, the ACC campaigning against him or something. Because they wanted their team in.
Yeah.
Because they wanted the full member Miami Hurricanes to get into the playoff.
And I want Bo to find that with the ACC commissioner, his was plotted at.
Yeah, what did he say? That it was egregious, the way that he's reacting. No, that was the Big 12's commissioner.
I'm sorry.
That,
yeah, thank you.
Yeah, Bo, York, Big 12. Brett York.
Thank you, Bo. But yeah, I just, you know what, the whining part about it is it's so funny because – you remember when they had COVID? Remember when COVID hit?
And when
Notre Dame's probably going to have to cancel their season. And who gave games?
The ACC.
Yeah, they even
got to play in the ACC championship game that year.
You remember that?
I do.
Yeah, okay. All right.
And because of that, they made the college football playoff.
Remember that?
I remember that.
Okay.
Yeah, I do. Right. I do remember those things.
Okay. Right.
You know what else I remember? And we talked about this a couple of weeks ago. I remember as like young people growing up, whether it was a coach or a parent or whatever, teacher, like the people that were sort of like the leaders that were instructing you on how to behave as you get older. And then as you got older, you had coaches and whatever, like whatever mentor sort of thing you had. Lose with a little bit of grace.
It's not
like
about that.
Lose with, okay, you had an opportunity to win games, you didn't, and you're not there. Like I love what Clark Lee said. They asked him about not getting in. He was like, yeah, well, we had opportunities that we didn't take.
Right.
That, which is the only answer. Yeah. Like, problem is, here's my problem with all of it, is Notre Dame's going to get rewarded for this campaign of whining,
mm-hmm.
whereas Vanderbilt, Clark Lee, and whoever else handled it with, you know, with a little bit of maturity, you're not going to get anything other than, I suppose, you did the right thing. Notre Dame has it now written into the new rule when they expand to 14 that if they're in the top 12, they get an auto bid.
Right.
Like, so who was right? You know what I mean? Who was right? Who was right? The person that handled it the way that we were told to handle it with grace and, you know, like poise and maturity, or the whiny baby who eventually got what he actually wanted?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, but I'm
so not, he's right.
I don't.
That well, sucks.
I don't like this whole thing. And the rug swept from up under us and all this other crap. Swept from up under us and all this other crap. You know, we were deceived. And I blame the TV show and everything like that. Blame them two losses.
Yeah, win. Win the games.
Win the damn game.
Win the
again.
Games.
And I'm the last person to say getting left out. All right, and I went ahead and like, hey, Georgia didn't win. That's why they're not in.
Exactly.
Knowing damn well why they should have been in.
But that's what you said the day after, and that's what Kirby said the day after.
The day
because
after.
You also said it the day before. Don't lose this game. Don't lose the SEC championship game because you know what might happen
if you don't
in a 4-team playoff. And what happened. Of course, Georgia was one of the best 4 teams in the country that year.
And Notre Dame's one of the best 12 teams in the
country.
They definitely are.
But you know what they're going to do?
Yeah.
They're going to make sure the rules are changed so it doesn't happen
to them
again.
But my thing is this. Did y'all, never mind. I mean, y'all want to keep all that bread, which I don't mind y'all doing. You know, you don't want to have to share.
Yeah, right, but you can't have it
But you can't
ways.
Have it both ways, brother.
But that's the problem. You can.
They did, didn't they?
That's the thing. Well, they're not going to be in the playoff this year.
But what I'm saying
is, never happen.
Who the hell agreed to that?
To what?
To that stipulation.
I don't know.
Who the hell agreed to that stipulation?
I'm not sure. I guess I underestimate at times the power that certain entities have.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess I don't fully understand how Notre Dame has the sway that they seem to have given the landscape of things. Right. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It doesn't, to me, feel like any one program is that much more important than any other program. People are always like, well, college football's better when this team's good. Like,
wow. I don't
know. College football's good anyway.
It's fun.
Like, that team's been bad for 20 years. College football's been fine. Yeah. Everyone's like, oh, college football or whatever league is better if this team's good. I guess. I don't know. Like, I think probably sports are fun no matter who the good teams are.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no. They,
and there's a reason they're bad teams.
They made sure that they made sure they got it their way, which, again, squeaky wheel gets the grease, whatever they say.
My ultimate thing is like
I'm just going to teach my kids to be whiny babies so they can get what they want.
The revenue that – because that's always the thing. Everything is about money. We understand that. Is the revenue so high when Notre Dame's in?
I guess. I don't know.
All right.
I guess it must be.
Okay.
It must be. But then, like, for all the people that say that they make the decisions based on that, well, then why didn't they let Notre Dame in then? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
If the TV networks are so biased towards only serving their own.
Does Notre Dame feel like, they're being punished?
I guess. I don't know. You know, everybody – I don't know. Who knows? I'm glad they're not in. I said that yesterday. I'll say it again.
Yeah.
The problem is, I'm glad they're not in, but I wish they didn't get the change that they're getting changed. Here's Shams talking about Anthony Davis getting traded.
And so the Mavs will evaluate the next several weeks. There is no question around the league that trade talks to some extent will occur, and three Eastern Conference teams that I'm told will emerge as suitors for Anthony Davis are the Pistons, Raptors, and the Atlanta Hawks. You're looking at packages around role players, picks, potentially expiring contracts, and picks. This is someone that spent his entire NBA career in the Western Conference. He's a 10-time All-Star. So clearly there's a group of Eastern Conference contenders viewing him as a game changer to reshape the East.
Well, I think the thing with them is you know, they are looking to my Dallas. It's all about Cooper Flagg.
Which it should be.
And so getting offloading AD, probably trying to figure out a way to get from up under Kyrie,
mm-hmm.
you know, and go forward with this young man. Yeah, it seems that's what they need to do. I love, and I've always been an Anthony Davis fan. Just always hurt. That's his biggest thing. Yep. If you're talking about coming to the Hawks, expired contract, that's Kristaps Porzingis. Mm-hmm. But I was like, ain't he been at Dallas already? How did that end?
They did do that.
Yeah, they already did that. But
didn't go great.
It was on aspiring contract.
They were just trading hurt bigs for each other.
Yeah, and then, you know, right. I mean, that's one of the things where you just look at it from that standpoint. They're moving on picks. Well, you can't have the one pick that
can't
you
have
want.
That one.
You can't have that
because that's what they want.
Yes. No, you're not getting that for Anthony Davis. No. Now, if it was like Anthony Davis, New Orleans, going to the Lakers, Anthony Davis, oh, yeah, you can have that unprotected pick.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you can have that.
But they would want more than just that.
And, yeah, they want Jalen Johnson.
They'd want some guys.
Yeah.
Because remember, when they traded him there, they got everything.
Yes.
They got Brandon Ingram.
Yes.
Julius Randle.
Lonzo Ball.
They got everything. Picks. Some picks. Yeah. Yeah, they got everything when they move. Which, by the way, whenever teams do, and I guess it worked out for the Lakers because they did get a championship with Anthony Davis. But there's so many teams in the NBA right now that are dealing with kind of paying the bill for those huge trades that they made that just flopped.
Yes.
Like, you trade away all these picks, future picks, pick swaps, all this kind of stuff, so you can go all in on these superstars, and it very rarely works.
Yeah.
Like, look what the Clippers are dealing with right now.
Dog.
They don't control their own draft pick until 2032.
That's like, the Bucks are like that, too.
Same thing.
The Bucks are like,
now, at least the Bucks got a title.
They did. They did. But, I mean, and that's the thing about it is when you, the title part, debunks everything.
That's
the whole thing with the Rams.
Totally.
They won the title.
Yeah.
They didn't have any picks.
Yeah, but they've also managed to be brilliant enough to figure it out on the back end. Teams in the NBA don't tend to be able to do that, but there's a lot of teams right now in the league that are just in really bad spots because of those big-time trades they made for superstars.
Dude.
That rarely work.
I'm looking at, and I get, is this John Summerall, is this his real Twitter account where he has Florida and, he says Tulane and Florida head coach?
Technically true.
It's true, but I love this graph that he has of a split down the middle.
Oh, I haven't seen it.
Oh, yeah. It's pretty good.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah,
technically true. I mean, he's going to coach Tulane against Ole Miss in the playoff while also recruiting and whatever it is that he's doing for Florida
now. Hey, guys, each Wednesday night, Joe and I got Day-Day Lewis of Press Sports.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Sports Nation, a comprehensive look at teams and athletes making news in high school sports. Cross Day is brought to you by Ingles, low price, low savings. That's Prep Sports Nation tonight with I Got Day Day.
All right, Dave Archer is going to join us next. Falcons Radio Network analyst, former Falcons quarterback as well. Find out what it's going to take for the Falcons to go into Tampa tomorrow night on Thursday Night Football and get a win. So don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.